930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Cross a few creeks and a couple little shacks. Yeah, you gotta get lost.
Good morning, WFMD listeners. This is Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
With Real Talk Real Estate. And we're coming at you on Saturday, October 2nd. Can you believe we're in October already?
Yes,
I can. You know, Halloween around the corner, then your favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, which, you know, it's all way too close.
Yes.
And it's happening way too fast.
Yes, and all the birthdays.
Yes, and the real estate market is going way too fast. And there's tons of changes and all types of things going on. So, you know, I know you love stats, and somehow I convinced you to not go crazy statistics on the show. I wanted to sort of give, dedicate sort of a show to answering questions, thinking about the types of calls that we've been receiving, and sort of pin down, like, if people are listening to this show, I mean, in this area, there are a ton of real estate agents, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
In a hot market, what happens? Even more people become agents.
Yes, they do.
But one of the things that I've been running into, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, were, you know, as the market has started to adjust itself, and again, it is not adjusted to cold or even, you know, like a neutral, you know, or warm. It is still hot. However, expectations are what has created a huge problem for potential sellers is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So, you know, to go back, and we were talking about creating this radio show, we were like, well, what are we going to call it? You know, how do we identify ourselves? How, and I don't mean by, you know, my name is Jay, that's how I'm identifying myself, but, you know, as a company. And I think the word that stood out that we continued to talk about was real, being real people, understanding our clients are real people. The situation of why they're having to sell their homes, there's a real reason behind it. It is not a transaction. It is not a number. It is not a, you know, any of those things. And, you know, why do a lot of new people get into real estate? They think
it's easy money.
And money is the driver for them. And I think that's where, you know, it's becoming an issue. And we're seeing this, like I said, the calls and the emails that we're getting. We're getting more people reaching out to us saying, I hired this agent. I did it because I wanted to help them get in the business because they were just getting started
or because they were cheaper.
Yep. That was my next.
Yep.
Or they were cheaper. And then we're like, well, how long have you been on the market? We haven't even made it on the market yet.
It's funny you say that because I had one person I talked to yesterday who was really disappointed in just getting the up and running part of it going. And it was truly about managing expectations and setting the right expectation for the things that need to happen. And then I had another person who had been on the market for about 2 weeks that I had talked to, and they had pulled their house off the market. And their chief complaints were they weren't getting calls back. They weren't getting communication. And in looking at it, they definitely had pushed the envelope on price. But when you're pushing the envelope on price, especially in a market like this, which is totally fine, but you have to have the proper expectation that, hey, I'm pushing the envelope on price. It might not go as quickly or the way I want it to go.
Yeah. And I think that's so it's having the real conversations. And you're going to notice I'm going to hit on a couple of points. We're going to talk about experience. We're going to talk about being real, having real conversations, not being passive in the conversations, not being passive in the marketing. And I think those are all crucial factors of what we've seen. And, you know, for example, you know, some people will say, well, maybe the agent is lazy. Well, if they've discounted because you pushed them to discount or they felt that they needed to discount to get the deal, as they would look at it, then you have a situation where that is money coming out of their marketing. That agent is not going to say, I'm going to keep less money. Their mortgage payment doesn't change. Their grocery bill doesn't change. None of that does. What's going to change is what they have to use to market your home. And I mean, I'm running into it quite a bit. And, you know, I handle a fair amount of the ones that when people reach out and they have an agent. And I mean, more and more I'm seeing, and it's only been, I'd probably say the last 30 days, I'm seeing more and more agents are not doing the photography properly.
Oh.
The staging is not happening. It's all of the things that cost money.
You know what I've seen, and it blows my mind. I've seen the cover photo in the MLS, which is also what syndicates out to the marketing sites. Not only was it taken by a crappy camera phone or something, you know, a terrible quality, but sideways. Not even in there straight. Sideways. What is that?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, these are the types of things. So, again, if you're going for price and as far as how cheap somebody can do it, and don't get me wrong, people will call us, and sometimes their first question is, what are you going to charge? And we say, well, we have a multitude of options, and, you know, we'll get into that when we sort of, you know, try and figure out what's going on with you. Because one of the most important things, and it's the question that most sellers are not asked, is, you know, what has you thinking about making your move? Why? Why are you moving? And again, because we realize you are a real person that has a real situation going on. You didn't just suddenly wake up and say, I'm going to sell my house, and there's no reason behind it. There's a reason. And the difference is we actually do want to know and to care so that we can help guide you in making the best decision for you and help you hit your goals. If we've never asked you that, or if an agent doesn't ask you that, they're thinking of you as a dollar sign, not as anything beyond that. And that's one of the biggest things I can put out there is, you know, is growing this team. And it's been a real struggle. I mean, I'll lay it out there. I'll be very blunt. Growing the team has been a challenge because we do not just want warm bodies. We do not just want aggressive salespeople. We want people who will always put our clients' needs first. We want people that are going to listen and truly care. And the reality is that is a small percentage of people, period.
Yeah. And it's when we're looking for people, we're looking for people who have that passion for service, that passion to do for others, but also people who are comfortable making this truly a full-time job and paying attention to the processes that we've developed over the years that make a successful sale, right? Our processes aren't our processes because we just made it up. Our processes are through trial and error over the years and realizing if we do this, we will get a better result. If we do that, we'll get a better result.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things during this COVID pandemic, which is, you know, dragging along, a lot of people said, well, hey, and when I say people, I'm talking about sellers. They would say, well, the market's great. Can't we just skip the staging? You can just do the photos yourself. Can we go on the market with no photos? We've had all types of, and we say, you know, the market has changed. Yes, it is a hot market. However, I want to appeal to even more people. I want to get you the most amount of money. I want to get you the best terms I possibly can. If that means I'm getting you a rent back for free, if I'm getting through our negotiations a way for you to not have to have inspections on your house, the best way to do that is to let us work our system, which includes, you know, the professional photos, the staging. We are not going to skimp on anything, and we did not skimp on anything during this entire time where other agents started to do that. And you know, people say, well, can you drop this and give me a discount for that? Or if we take this part out, and you sort of nailed it. Like, we have, you know, I've been doing this 17 years and through the boom and the bust, and we have a formula that works. And that is crucial because, you know, as everything started to drop in the real estate market, you know, a lot of people fell out. We continued and have been on a growth pattern. And when I say growth pattern, that is more and more people that we have helped and served and got their property sold or helped them purchase something. So following the process is important. And I mean, I'll be the first to say it, and we'll say it right here. You know, if you're looking for, you know, the discounters, if you're looking for the Walmart or something like that, we may not be the fit for you. Now, we're not Neiman Marcus, but, you know, there's value in what you do. And what I would say is, you know, let's talk about, like, if you have a pet, So let's say your dog is sick. Are you going to go to the cheapest veterinarian to have that surgery done? Or are you going to pick somebody who is a specialist and knows what they're doing, has the experience, and has the skills?
Right.
I mean, people don't even think about that, because the biggest asset people have, or the biggest debt, let's talk realistically, the biggest debt most people have is their house.
Yep.
And, you know, they might have got their dog, and, you know, we have our dog, and I love our dog, and he was not the cheapest dog in the world. But let's say that
Nor does he continue to be. But let's say that they,
you know, we always support, you know, animals and the shelters, and, you know, so we even do the pet of the week here at WFMD. So let's say that they got their dog or their cat there. It doesn't matter. They don't even think, like, because it's family, it's important to them. Their home, they should treat the same way. The other thing, you know, people will go to sell their cars and they'll go and get it detailed one time. They didn't have the thing detailed the entire time they had it. They'll go all out, get it detailed to go sell it. But for their house, what are they trying to do? They want to do it quick. They want to skip stuff, and they want to know how cheap it can be done.
Yeah. And that the timing that you put into, and we say this all the time, the timing you put into prepping it will pay off over and over and over again. A clean house, a well-cared-for house, even if you may have neglected it for 5 years, it's not too late. Let's get in there and do a good cleaning. Let's get in there and touch up those things that were neglected. Let's get the stager in there to give you some good ideas, because the stager is the expert on design. And our stager refers to him as stagents, which I think is hilarious. I have an eye for design. My house, I think, is beautiful. However, if I walk into your house, I do not know how to accentuate all the positives, downplay all the negatives, make the space as neutral as possible so that it appeals to the most people. That's her expertise.
Yeah, and that's included in what we provide. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, an option. It's necessary. Even the most beautiful home that looks pristine, there could be little touches that need to happen. I mean, even to the details of when we're dealing with occupied homes, we have our stager go in right before the photos to make sure that the pillows are fluffed, that the toilet paper looks a certain way, that the sheets are a certain way. These are the types of details that matter. And to me, when you're dealing with people that do not have the experience, or they're just discounting and they're just playing a volume game of, let me just throw in as many as I possibly can because I need to, because I'm not making enough money off of this, that's where the failure is happening. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it. And it always happens in the height of a market, because everybody gets in, tries to do things, and then when things start to slow down, they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we're here. People are getting upset before their homes even hit the market. The other thing is, when people call in, so let's say you're calling in and everyone, you know, it's always a rush. I understand that.
I want to be listed yesterday.
But think about this too. Even let's say that you have, and again, it's not an emergency situation where, you know, your appendix bursts and you need to get, you know, you need to get it under the knife immediately. Let's say that you're getting a knee replacement. All right. The people that you're going to call, because most people will talk to a couple of surgeons. And realistically, the one who can get you in the fastest may not be the best one to do it. There's a reason why the other one is 2.5 months out. There's a wait. The reason for that wait is because of their experience, their expertise. So we have had people that occasionally do get a little upset. They may call us and say, hey, I want you to come out and look at my house today. And we're like, we would love to see your house today. However, we cannot see you today. Here's what we have available. And if that doesn't work, we can try to coordinate for you to meet with someone else on our team. You know, I think I've been going like a million miles an hour here.
You
can hear I'm fired up.
Yeah, you are.
So let's just do a quick break, give people a minute to breathe, and then we'll come back and I'll finish talking about getting the appointment set. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Lots of realtors can sell your home, but there's only one whose name is a poem. To buy or sell in the savviest way, pick up the phone and talk to J-Day. That's J-Day and the Day home team of real estate teams, the people who make buying and selling a dream. Customers know they're the best, at least that's what they say. And you know what J's middle initial is? Yeah, it's A. J-A Day. What were his parents thinking? If I didn't know better, I'd say they've been drinking. But that's no matter, because the point here is this. With the Day home team, you just can't miss. They know where the market's going, they know where it's been, they know how to compete, and they know how to win. Their people are friendly, their marketing is bold, they've got over $2 billion in real estate sold. In Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, and Southern PA, both buyers and sellers trust J-Day. J's team has what it takes, so experience the difference a day makes. Thank you for taking your valuable time to listen to the 60-second radio rhyme, and remember, for buying or selling, the Day home team's the bomb. Call 855-999-4669 or go to dayhometeam.com.
Cross a few creeks and a couple little shacks.
And thank you for staying tuned. Hopefully you like that little cute rhyme that we had written up. So before we went to break, we were talking about appointments and setting an expectation. So a lot of people do not look at real estate as a professional state, like doctors, like surgeons. And honestly, I think it's because there's so many people that are not experts, and it sort of brings down the, you know, the real estate world of what people think of agents. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind when you're reaching out, and we tell people all the time, if you reach out to us, you don't have to worry. We're not going to run out and put a sign in your yard tomorrow. We are all about working within your time frames with what works for you. And some of that's going to require planning, patience. And we've had people that we've talked with and didn't sell their homes or list. I shouldn't say sell. They decided it wasn't time to list or try to sell their home for 2 years, 3 years. We are and have been in this business for 17 plus years. We're here to stay. And, you know, we're here to work within what is, you know, your game plan. And planning, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. We can't tell you what your house is going to sell for in a year or two.
But, or even right now, 6 months.
yeah, that's true. It's constantly shifting and changing. But our job is to keep you in enlightened on what is going on, what is happening. To say, hey, we're here and this is going on. The Fed is talking about doing this. This could impact things this way. This could impact things that way. You know, there's possible tax changes. So these are the types of things that we sort of keep you, you know, abreast of, and you know, hey, this is really where things possibly could be. And then you make the decision. Do I want to roll the dice and wait, or do I want to sort of hit now where I know what the now is? And that's what we're here for.
Well, and I know in the spring, Amy was telling me she had a handful of people that a year ago or even, you know, 6 to 9 months prior to the spring, their numbers didn't make sense to sell. And when we saw that massive increase happening at the beginning of the year, she reached out to each and every one of them and said, hey, this is where you are now, right? So establishing a relationship to have that information and to be on the radar is a great tool for you as a consumer. And keeping in mind, this is, in many cases, your biggest investment or debt, as you put it. But this is where most people rely on how they're going to retire. How am I paying for the home I'm going to retire in? It could be by selling this home so that you have enough cash to buy the next home and not have to worry about a mortgage payment. You know, or it could be that you have investment properties that you've been leveraging, and now you're in a position where those can be sold off and you can use that money for either other investments or to live on. So we don't want to forsake your return on investment, no matter if it's your primary residence, if you're upsizing, downsizing, you have investment properties, if it's an estate, whatever that situation might be. It really comes down to, from a money standpoint, your return on investment. And rushing is never a good way of handling anything that's important.
No, and I think that's what the challenge is. People, we're in a world now where it's, I want it now, and it has to happen now, and if it doesn't, I'm just going to bounce to the next spot. Again, unless it comes to, and that was probably the best analogy I could come up with, would be, you know, a surgeon for yourself, for your pet. these are the types of things that people tend to take their time with, and they tend to not go on the let me find the cheaper of these things. And the reason why I brought up the pet as an example, you know, again, you might have gotten your dog for free, let's say, but you definitely wouldn't take it to the place down the corner because you're like, oh my gosh, I've had five friends who've had dogs go there and they didn't make it through the surgery. They just have a bad reputation, but you know, they were super cheap, you know, and that's something that you love. Typically your house is something you love. And if it's not something you love or loved, it's at least the biggest investment or debt you have.
It has a value.
Yes, right? Yes, it has a value. It may not be an emotional value, but there is another value associated with that. And, you know, we sort of hit on some of the stuff on the selling side, but, you know, we also obviously help buyers. And you don't need to be selling your house to buy something. There are people out there that have never owned or they sold their house already, and they went on the sidelines waiting to buy. You know, some of the difference, again, with working with us, you know, one, and I mean, you mentioned this just recently, and actually it'll be one of our stories that's talked about on the sister station, is even in this hot market, we had someone that we just recently sold their condo. They'd been in it 17 plus years. They were ready to make a move. You helped them find something that gave them the space they needed. And again, it was time. She was there 17 years. And, you know, then once she was ready, she really wanted to be ready, but we had to go through a couple of things that took a little longer. Mm-hmm. But we got her more money than she expected. It was actually the highest sales price in the condominium association. And you were able to find her something. Not only were you able to find her something, you were able to negotiate in this market to get her some closing help that the seller paid on the purchase.
Right. Now, which is not something we see very often these days.
No, it's not. So, you know, during the crazy, crazy time, some of the wins for us were that we got the person the house, period.
Right. Hey, you got a house.
You know, they were competing with 15 people and we ended up getting it for them.
That's right.
Now, you know, your agent does matter on that side, too, because, again, think about it. You've got another agent. You've got a seller. They're looking at multiple offers. There's a whole lot that goes into that process. One is, do they even know how to fill the paperwork out? And we've talked about this over and over. And it's, I mean, every time I see multiple offers on our listings and I see massive mistakes, I just feel like what a huge disservice is being done for the client. Yep. And that's not our client. It's the other person's client.
The least of our obligations, I think, as a licensed professional is to understand how to properly understand and fill out the paperwork. Then being able to properly explain that paperwork to your client, because though they're able to read it themselves, making sure they understand what they're committing to. It is a legally binding contract. You can't screw that up. That's not okay.
Well, and I'll tell you, we know that it's done because we get offers that have contradicting things, like there's no they check off they're doing an inspection and then they say they're waiving inspections. They say that it's going to include certain things and then there's another form that says it's not. It's a, you know, they'll include forms that it candidly says and bluntly in bold print at the top of the page, this is not needed if, and they still include it.
They still put it in there.
And, you know, I don't know how to sort of get this point across in a nice way, but, you know, you need to have someone that knows what they're doing. Not saying don't hire someone who's brand new. Because we had new people, but our new people, we have a mentoring program. We actually have our agents have to, not only do the new people have to shadow, but then we have to shadow them. We have to release them. We have oversight. We're responsible for making sure they do what is right and they explain everything the way that they need to. And one of the other things, and we hear it all the time, you know, people are like, wow, you know, they may have had another agent and they fired them because they couldn't get a house. So then they call us, and then when we tell them, hey, well, what we're going to do is we're going to review this entire contract before we send it to you to sign. And they're like, just send it. No one's ever done this. Why? And we're like, how many homes did you write on before? Oh, I wrote on 6 houses. And your other agent never explained anything. Oh, no, no. They just said it's going to come over and just click, click, and sign. And that is probably prevalent in over 60% of the time.
Maybe even more than that. And the key is, you know, a lot of times with buyers, what I see, and, you know, we have a team of agents. We have some that strictly specialize in buyers. And we also have partners to make sure that because the market is so fast-paced, that if you have a house that comes up, our goal is to get you into that house quick so that you don't miss out on it, right? So there's the availability, and that's one of the beauties of working with a team.
Well, mentioning that, if you're listening to this and you have an agent and you feel like you don't want to bother them, that's a bit of a problem. Their job is to serve you, to be there to assist you.
Bother me. Text me at 10 o'clock at night. I don't care. It's fine.
We get phone calls from people, and they'll say, hey, I didn't want to bother my agent. Will you show me this house? And we politely say, it's not a bother to your agent. That's your agent's job.
Right.
And we mean it. I mean, that's what your agent is there to do.
I get excited when my clients reach out and say, hey, I saw one that I want to see. Usually it's me sending them messages with, hey, what about this one? Hey, what about this one? Hey, what about this one? But when they send me something and they're excited about it, it's like, let's do it. Let's get out there and take a look and write an offer.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're looking to hire an agent to help you when you're buying, that should be a bit of an interview process. You should ask them questions. For example, if it's not a team, or even if it is, first question, okay, so if you're on vacation, who do I talk to if there's a house that comes up that I want to see?
Or now that we're in cold and flu season, if you're out sick, who's going to help me?
Is there a certain time that you cut off showing houses or responding? I mean, I've heard it. There's agents that have on their voicemail, after 5 o'clock, they're done. They'll call you the next day between 8:30 and 10. The lender, we have to coordinate and make sure that the lender is going to be there and be responsive. I mean, these are just some of the things. For example, we have tons of people, because we're in this area, that they'll just cross over. They'll say, you know what, I'm going to buy a house in Maryland, and then they end up looking in West Virginia, or they go to Pennsylvania, or we've had some recently that have went down to Virginia. So you need to know where your agent is licensed, because if they've been showing you homes in Maryland and suddenly you fall in love with something that's in West Virginia and your agent is not licensed, they cannot help you. And I mean, we get calls from agents sometimes that say, hey, I'm not licensed in West Virginia, but I'm licensed in Maryland. Is there any way I can show your house in West Virginia?
Nope.
And I'm like, I'm sort of shocked at the when I hear that. But you know, one of the things that we've heard from a lot of our clients are, you know, we called you because you service the entire area. And we're like, absolutely. No matter which way you're going, we will get you into the house and we will help you out. So, I mean, to wrap this up, the big thing is, if you're thinking about buying, you're thinking about selling, give us a call. You can reach us at 866-702-9038, or you can see us at dayhometeam.com. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk Real Estate. I'm Jay Day.
And Christina Day.
Till you hear that banjo.